This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm. The fate of President Trump's travel ban is up in the air. The executive order is primarily focused on people from seven majority Muslim countries. Meanwhile, Washington state lawmakers have proposed a bill to protect people from religious persecution.
The state government collects a lot of information during its daily business in all sorts of different departments. And so some of that information might include information about an individual's religious preference.
That's Republican State Senator Joe Fain. He represents Auburn. He's co-sponsoring a bill that would prohibit the state from sharing information about someone's religious affiliation with the federal government for the purpose of setting up a database. Fain told me why he's behind this bill.
Well, I want to be clear. I don't actually think that this administration or any administration is going to go out and create a registry based on the faith of individual citizens for the use of a ban or of a watch list or things like that. I want to believe that that's not the case. But for me personally, I find the concept of that so offensive that there's no reason I wouldn't want to put my name behind something that would be explicit that the state won't participate in anything like that.
What kinds of safeguards are you thinking are preventing such a thing?
Well, beyond the safeguards that should be in place of the fact that the public should just be outraged at that very concept, there's also the First Amendment of the Constitution. And I think that a clear reading of that would make it seem that something like that would be completely out of bounds. And while I believe something like that, and I hope to believe that something like that wouldn't be considered, the reality is that it's important that we stand up for those constitutional rights that we believe in and the ability for someone to be secure in the practice of their personal faith is something that's very important to me.
This bill comes up in the context of President Trump's executive orders on immigration and refugees, and it seems that Washington State has become the epicenter in the fight against them to a certain extent. You're a Republican. What's your perspective on our state's role right now in this national debate?
You know, we need to be secure in our country. That's something that should be a bipartisan concern, and immigration is part of that. But in order to be secure, in order to be safe, we have to have smart policies. And when it comes to extremists in the fundamentalist Islamic community, shutting out moderates, shutting out individuals that want to come to our nation for peaceful purposes, for economic purposes, shutting down that trade of ideas and commerce, that's the wrong way to deal with extreme terrorism. And so that's one of the reasons why I'm not supportive of the policy. And I'm glad that the state of Washington stepped forward.
You are the only Republican to sign on to either the Senate or the House version of this bill. You've said you're doing this because you think it's the right thing to do. Do you feel like your fellow Republicans should be doing more?
I think that the issue of individuals being secure in this country in whatever faith they practice is something that should not have a partisan tinge to it. And so I'm going to speak out, and I'm going to sign bills that I think protect those rights, and I hope that folks on both sides of the aisle will do the same.
Senator, some of your constituents supported the president and many of his policies that he talked about during the campaign, including what he wanted to do around immigration. Some of them may feel that this particular bill that you've signed on to could undermine his authority in that regard. So how would you respond to them?
There are things that this administration is going to do that is good and that should be listened to and should be debated and maybe should be enacted. And there's things that this administration should do, much like every other administration in history, that people aren't going to support, and it might be the wrong decision. And I just hope that we can move forward looking at each of those actions individually based on their merits and then decide whether or not they're good or bad for the country based on a full airing of the issue. And that's what I intend to do through this administration, just as like I did during previous administrations.
Republican State Senator Joe Fain represents Auburn. He's co-sponsoring a bill that would protect religious privacy. I'm Kim Malcolm. This is KUOW.